啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
啊，今天早上跟大家一起来学习哥林多后书的一段圣经。
Today we'd like to study the Second Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书的第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
啊，哥林多后书的第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, rather. 啊，
第十章的第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
在这里圣经说，我们有宝贝放在瓦器里。
Here it says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
这是一个很强烈的对比。
This is a very strong metaphor.
一个是宝贝，一个是瓦器。
One is a treasure, and the other is an earthen vessel.
那宝贝是什么？
So what is a treasure?
如果我们前后我们看看宝贝就是福音。
A treasure is the gospel.
那瓦器是什么？
What is an earthen vessel?
瓦器就是我们每一个人。
We are the earthen vessels.
所以当我们去传福音。这个事工就是把宝贝放在瓦器里面。
Whenever we go out to preach the gospel, we are spreading the treasure in earthen vessels.
那我们就可以看到神莫大的能力会显现出来。
And we can see God's power revealed.
我们一想到宝贝很多人都想到金银财宝。
When we think of treasures, we often think of jewels and gold.
所以大部分的人一生的目标就是赚更多的钱。
Most people share this goal of making more money,
或者更大的成就,
or achieving greater success.
这个对他们来讲就是宝贝。
For them, that is the treasure.
但是我们从圣经看起来有比这个更重要、更宝贵的。
But the Bible tells us something that is even more valuable.
就是福音。
It is the gospel.
为什么福音是宝贝？
So why is the gospel a treasure?
我们现在来看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十章的第四节。
Verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
这个地方讲基督福音的光。福音是一种从主耶稣来的光。
The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. So the gospel is like a light that shines from Christ.
我们想想看瘸腿、哑巴、耳聋、眼瞎都是不好的，但是哪一个最可怜？
So to be deaf, blind, mute, or maimed, all of this is very pitiful, but what is the worst?
最可怜可能是眼瞎。
Worst of all, to be blind.
他看不到这么美妙的世界。
They cannot see this beautiful world.
他没有办法开车。
They can't drive.
走路也不正常。
They can't walk normally.
他看不到他所爱的人。
They cannot see the one they love.
他也看不到爱他的人。
They cannot see those who love them.
他活在黑暗的世界里面。
They live in darkness.
但是我们讲这个眼瞎是在物质界里面眼瞎。
But that is to be blind in this physical realm.
这是很可怜的。
It is very sad.
但是物质世界之外，还有一个很真实存在的世界，就是灵界。
But beyond this physical realm, there is another world, which is a spiritual realm.
所以有的人在物质界，眼睛很好。
So some people may see very clearly in this physical world.
甚至在精神的世界里面，很会筹算，很会谋算，怎么达到他的目标。
Perhaps they're very keen and acute in how to calculate.
很有眼光。
Because they can see clearly here.
但是另外一个世界，我们却常常是眼瞎。
But we are often are blind in the other world.
在属灵的世界里面，我们什么都不懂。
We know nothing of the spiritual world.
好像文盲一样，什么都不懂。
We're illiterate. We don't know anything.
那传福音就是要把基督的光。照亮别人。
When we preach the gospel, we shine the light of the gospel into the world of others.
为什么传福音这么难？
Why is it so hard to preach?
啊，如果传福音很简单，好像教人赚钱一样，我讲今天教会已经坐满了人了。
If preaching the gospel were as easy as teaching lessons on how to make money, our pews would be full.
我们曾经有一个教会哦，他布道会之前呐、啊，去买去就在教会里面差不多两麦的范围哦，就印传单呐、啊，寄出去。
So prior to the spiritual convocation at one church, they printed and handed out flyers within a 2-mile radius.
只来了两个人，坐了一个晚上就没有了。
But only two people came. They sat for a night and then they never returned.
那有的妇人就说，我们现在把这个讯息改一下。
So then some people said, maybe we should adjust our message.
怎样让你赚很多钱，教会一定就坐满。
If we changed it to how to make lots of money, people would come.
怎样让你长寿不会生病？哇，一大堆老人都坐在这里、啊。
If we adjust our gospel to be about how to live a long life without being sick, then a lot of elderly would come.
所以，我们要讲今生的好处啊，很多人都很注意啊，要去追求。
Many people seek to pursue the good, what is good in this world.
但是当我们提到灵界的好处啊，好像很多人都不在意。
But then,When it comes to spiritual benefits, few seem interested.
因为第四节说，是不信的人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Here in verse 4, it says that the mind of the God of this age was blinded.
世界的神是谁？
Who is the God of this age?
是魔鬼。
Satan.
所以魔鬼把人心中的眼睛啊，瞎掉了。所以你福音怎么讲，他就看不到光，因为魔鬼在他里面。
Satan has blinded the spirit, our spiritual eyes so that no matter what we say, the light from the gospel cannot shine in.
所以为什么传福音很难？
But why is it so hard to preach the gospel?
因为还没有得到福音的人啊，活在这个世界，在灵界里面，他的王就是魔鬼。
Because those who have not received the gospel will have Satan as king in their hearts.
这可能是我们不愿意听，我们也不愿意讲，但这是事实。
We may not want to talk about this, and we might not want to hear this, but it is the truth.
那世界的神把人的心遮盖了，看不到福音的光。
The God of this world has blinded us so that we cannot see the light of the gospel.
那这个也告诉我们了，福音很重要，因为福音就是从神来的光。
The gospel is truly important because it is a light that comes from God.
那这个光从哪里来？
Where does this light come from?
好，我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who had shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲，神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So we know that the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面，住在天国。
Jesus Christ lives in the light in heaven.
那主耶稣是历史上的一个人。
Jesus Christ is a historical figure.
是2000年前生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem 2000 years ago.
他不是虚构的人物，他真的是有一个家谱，是一个人。
He is a true human being with a lineage.
那神的光就照在耶稣的脸上。
The light of God shines in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣出来传福音，他说：“我就是世界的光。”
When Jesus Christ preached, he said that I am the light of this world.
人听不懂。
No one understood him.
你爸爸不是木匠吗？
Isn't your dad a carpenter?
你不是住在我们家附近啊？
Don't you just live nearby?
我们对你的家族都很熟啊。
We know your family.
怎么说我是世界的光呢？
So how can you say that you are the light of the world?
因为这个历史上出生的这个主耶稣就是神成为人来到地上。
It is because Jesus Christ was God transformed into man living in this world.
所以他站在属灵的立场来讲，他就是世界的光。
Spiritually speaking, he is the light of this world.
他把神的光把它光照出来。
He shines the light of God in this world.
所以主耶稣出去传福音，在马太福音里面说，应验以赛亚先知说，坐在死荫幽谷的人有光照耀。
And when Jesus preached, it is as it said in the book of Isaiah that he is the light for those who are in the valley of the shadow of death.
我们每一个人活在这个世界上都有一个影子跟着我们。
We always have a shadow following us.
那个影子是什么？
What is the shadow?
圣经说那个影子就是死。
The Bible says that is death.
哦，所以没有一个人能够逃脱死亡。
No one can escape death.
哦，那怎么把这个影子去掉呢？
How do we eliminate the shadow?
哦，大光一照，那个黑影就没有了。
We shine the light, that shadow leaves.
主耶稣就是那个光。
Jesus Christ is that light.
哦，所以主耶稣他说，我就是生命。
Jesus Christ says, I am the life.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
信我的死了还会再活过来。
Those who believe in me will die and resurrect.
生命在我。
I am life.
啊，复活在我。
Resurrection is in me.
这个不简单啊，谁敢讲？
Who dare say this?
但是主耶稣讲了。
But Jesus Christ did.
啊，因为他就是生命本身。
Because he is life itself.
啊，所以这个光进到我们里面，我们就不再有死亡。
There is no more death once this light enters our heart.
那不再有死亡就是永生啊。
There is no death. Then it is eternal life.
哦，所以为什么信耶稣这么重要？
Why is it so important to believe?
因为没有信耶稣，人生是有限的。
Because life is limited without this belief.
活在这个地面上几十年。
We may live for a few decades in this world.
生老病死，很多的痛苦。
We may get sick. We may grow old. There's lots of pain.
但是进到主耶稣的福音里面。
But in the gospel of Christ Jesus,
就不再有死亡。
There is no longer death.
我们已经进到永生的盼望。
We enter the hope of eternal life.
哦，所以啊，为什么哦，福音很重要？它就是光。
Why is the gospel so important? It's because it is the light.
啊，那第二个，这个光啊，就是代表啊，公义。
Second, this light represents justice.
啊，神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
啊，所以他发。光辉出来。
So he shines the light.
哦，那黑暗就是代表罪恶。
Death represents sin.
哦，我们不论多能干的人哦，有一件事情都做不到。
No matter how capable we are, there is something that we can't do.
怎么战胜罪恶？
How do we overcome sin?
好，我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
啊，十九节。
John chapter 3 verse 19.
第三章十九节。
John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. 21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
这个讲光来到世间。
Here it says the light has come into the world.
就是主耶稣来到世间。
In other words, Jesus Christ has come into the world.
为什么很多人他不信耶稣？
But why do so many people choose not to believe in Jesus Christ?
因为他的行为是恶的。
Because their deeds were evil.
啊，所以啊，来到教会听福音、听圣经的道理，就是很难受。为什么？啊，因为圣经的道理一直在定我们的罪。
It is hard for them to listen to the gospel because the gospel convicts their sin.
啊，我没有到教会去，我没有罪啊。那教会听一听，我是罪人，这个我怎么能接受呢？
Yeah, I'm just perfectly fine when I am not away from the church, but when I come to church, then I am convicted of my sin. So why would I want to do that?
啊，但是当圣经讲我是罪人，这个是用神的标准在看。
But when the Bible says that I am a sinner, it is according to God's standard.
啊。因为当神的诫命一展开来，我们做不到，我们超过了，我们都是罪人。
Anytime we fall short of God's commands, then we are sinners.
所以如果在一个公司里面哦，大家都贪污，只有你一个不贪污，你能够存活得很久吗？
Let's say in a company, everybody embezzles, and you're the only one who doesn't. Do you think you will last there?
大概没有办法存活很久。
Probably not.
因为我们不贪。的这个行为变成光，会定别人的罪。
Because if we are not as greedy as others, then our behavior becomes a light that shines onto the sin, the wrongdoing of the others.
二十节呀，作恶便恨光，不来救光。
So in verse 20, it says that everyone practicing evil hates the light.
但是有一种人啊，他会来信。
But there's a type of person that will come to believe.
我真的被罪性控制。
Someone who knows that they are bound by the power of sin.
天天生气，我自己也觉得很不好。
And I am always angry, and I know this is no good.
天天醉酒，我自己也觉得很不好。
I am always drunk, and I know that this is no good.
那知道自己被罪捆绑啊，没有办法解脱，那就是有希望的开始。
So to know that you are bound by sin, that is the beginning of hope.
所以二十一节，行真理要来救光。
In verse 20, it ends, lest his deeds should be exposed.
所以我们在教会里面呢，有很多的人见证啊，过去是怎么样的不好啊，很多的坏习惯、坏的个性啊，信了耶稣都改变了。
Many people testify about the wrongs of their past and how they were transformed once they come to believe.
因为耶稣就是光。
Because Jesus Christ is light.
罪跟罪性就是黑暗。
Because sin and evil, that is in darkness.
所以进到主耶稣里面，那个罪跟罪性渐渐就消失了。
And when we come to Jesus Christ, our evil nature it gradually disappears.
所以我们要有一个幸福的家庭哦，最终要保证不是很丰盛的物质。
So to guarantee a loving family, it doesn't require having lots of stuff.
最好的保证就是全家进到主耶稣的光里面。
The best guarantee is for the entire family to come to the light of Jesus Christ.
所以福音是宝贝。
The gospel is a treasure.
它带我们进到神的光里面。
It brings us to the light of God.
那这个光又代表荣耀。
Light also represents glory.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
Jesus Christ lives in this light that the masses cannot see.
非常的荣耀。
It is very glorious.
没有办法看到他。
No one can see him.
因为他充满着光。
Because he is filled with light.
但是当我们罪得赦免。
But when our sins are forgiven.
我们进到福音里面。
Then we enter the gospel.
就是进到神的荣耀里面。
We enter God's glory.
虽然我们算不了什么。
Even though we are nothing.
但是圣经说我们将来要跟从神得到荣耀。
But the Bible tells us that we will one day receive the glory of God.
好像太阳，好像月亮，好像星星。
Like the sun, the moon, and the stars.
因此我们现在虽然算不了什么。
So even though we may not be amount to much right now.
但是主耶稣再来。
When Jesus Christ comes again.
我们这个卑贱的身体要改变成为灵体。
Then our lowly physical body will transform into a spiritual body.
然后我们每个人都从神得到荣耀。
And we will receive God's glory.
那是永远的。
And that is eternal.
所以我们对人最大的爱心就是传福音给他。
The greatest love that we can show to others is to preach the gospel to them.
有时候我们看到一个人啊，生活问题很多。
Sometimes we meet someone who faces so many problems in life.
我们就是想，我们怎么帮助他？
And we'll think, how do we help them?
你怎么帮都帮不满，帮不了，因为有一些问题不是人能解决的。
Because it seems like there's nothing that we can do because some problems cannot be solved by man.
但是有一件事实是很真实，传福音给他。
But there is a truth that we can preach the gospel to them.
让他跟神建立关系。
Help them to establish a relationship with God.
然后他就会从神得到恩典。
And that person will receive grace from God.
从神得到光照。
And receive light from him.
从神得到能力。
To receive strength from him.
过了一段时间以后，发现这个人改变了。
And after a while, you'll notice that this person has changed.
个性改变了。
Their personality is different.
生活改变了。
Their life has changed.
为什么？
Why?
他已经进到主耶稣的救恩里面。
Because they have entered God's salvation.
所以我们最重要的爱心呢，就是要传福音给别人。
So the most important love we can show is to preach the gospel.
这是宝贝。
This is a treasure.
福音的事工啊，是一种宝贝。
So the work of preaching the gospel is a treasure.
我们是瓦器。
We are the earthen vessel.
但是当这个宝贝放在瓦器里面，瓦器就变成很宝贵啊。
But when we put the treasure into the earthen vessel, then this vessel becomes precious.
你看彼得他是渔夫。
Peter was a fisherman.
那渔夫有时候整晚也打不到鱼啊。
A fisherman will sometimes fish all night and get nothing.
但当时主耶稣跟他同在，
But when Jesus Christ was with him,
他就打了两船的鱼啊。
He was able to catch two boatloads of fish.
这个就是神的恩典啊。
This is God's grace.
那他把这个鱼丢掉，开始来传福音。
But he tossed all that fish aside to preach the gospel.
他虽然是瓦器，是一个很卑微的人。
So even as an earthen vessel, as a lowly human.
哦，但是神借着他发出莫大的能力。
Jesus Christ used him to show his power.
所以五旬节他起来讲道，三千个人受洗。
So on the Pentecost, he was able to preach, and 3,000 people were baptized.
哦，所以在神呢，他就变成一个很贵重的器皿。
In Christ, he becomes a treasure.
哦，不是他本身，而是因为他愿意奉献自己来做福音的事工。
And it has nothing to do with who he is, but because he of his dedication to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣说，如果有人要服侍我，
So Jesus Christ says, if someone wants to serve me,
我父必尊重他。
My father will honor him.
你想想看哦，如果你在公司里面上班哦，老板尊重你。
Imagine if your boss were to respect you, show respect to you.
你还烦恼什么？
What do you have to worry then?
老板尊重你，你在这个公司就没有问题了。
If even the boss respects you, then you should be fine in this company.
整个宇宙的主宰就是天上的神。
If the ruler of this universe, God himself,
当我们开始做福音的事工，
when we do the work of preaching the gospel,
那神就要尊重我们。
Then God will respect us.
如果神尊重我们，
and honor us, if God honors us,
我们的工作就会有果效。
Then our work will bear fruit.
我们就会体验很多神的恩典。
We will experience His blessings.
所以最好的生活方式是什么？
So what's the best way to live?
不然不管我们做各行各业，
regardless of our choice in career.
最好的工作生活方式就是过一个服侍神。
The best way to live is to live a life of service to God.
参与福音事工这种生活。
A life where we participate in holy work.
这个不只是救人的灵魂，
Not only do we save souls,
我们本身要得到神的尊重，
We will also receive respect from God.
有今生的体验，有来世的恩典。
So we will experience this in our current life, and we will also receive greatly in our spiritual future life.
好，那我们现在来看瓦器，我们怎么能够做一个瓦器？
Now let us now look into how to be an earthen vessel.
首先我们看以赛亚书的64章。
First, let's look at Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书的64章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
64章的第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are my Father.We are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
这个地方圣经说，你是我们的父，天上的神是我们的父。
Here it says, "Our Lord, you are our Father."
那如果神是我的父，那我是什么
？So if He is the Father, then who are we?
我们是泥，你是窑匠。
We are the clay, and you are the potter.
所以我们的存在是你手所做的工。
We exist because you made us.
所以我们的存在是神的工作。
Our existence is proof of God's work.
所以我们每个人带有肉体，这个肉体跟外面那个泥土成分是一样的。
So our physical self is like the clay.
那为什么会变成活人？
How do we turn into someone living?
这个是神的工作。
This is God's work.
那如果神把我们造成一个瓦器。
So if God makes us into an earthen vessel,
第一个，这个瓦器一定有目的。
Then our vessel must serve a purpose.
神不会做没有意义的事情啊。
God won't ever do anything that's pointless.
所以我们每一个人要想神创造我活在这个世界上到底是为什么
？So we should all think, why did God make us?
这样我们人生的目标就很确定了。
Then we will be sure of our goal in life.
那圣经告诉我们我们活着就是要宣扬神的美德。
The Bible tells us that we exist to show the beauty of God's work.
神的美德。也就是说把神的本性，神的美好把它宣扬出来。
We exist to show the likeness of God.
那传福音就是宣扬神的美德的一种方法。
And preaching the gospel is one way for us to show the likeness of God.
那我们如果是被造的，
Now, if we are the created,
那被造的 造他的对他有主权。
Then the person, the creator, will have authority over the creation.
啊，有一天我的女儿那个时候还小啊，那在学校里面教她做杯子。
So my daughter, when she was younger, the school taught her how to make a cup.
哦，然后上面再漆的什么化学原料，再烤一烤，就一个杯子。
And then they painted the cup and then put it in the kiln to make a cup.
哦，啊，她就很宝贵，自己做的，就放在房间的这个桌子上。
She highly valued this cup and put this cup in her on her desk.
啊，这是她做的嘛，所以是属她的。
She made this, so it was hers.
我们只能看了，我们不能用了。
We could only look at it, we couldn't use it.
啊，所以我们是神造的。
We are created by God.
所以神对我们有主权。
So God has authority over us.
啊，所以我们不是属自己，我们是属神的。
We don't just belong to ourselves, we belong to God.
啊，不只是因为我们是神造的。
Not only because we are God's creation.
我们是神拯救的。
We were saved by God.
圣经说我们是神重价买来的。
We were purchased by a heavy price.
如果你付了一个价钱，这个东西就是你的。
When we pay that price, then that thing, we belong to that person.
主耶稣用他的宝血把我们从魔鬼买出来。
Jesus Christ used his own blood to buy us from Satan's grasp.
所以今天我不是属我自己，我属于主耶稣啊。
Today we don't belong to ourselves, we belong to our Lord Jesus.
哦，所以还没有信主以前，我们有一大堆的理想。
So before we come to believe, we may have many ideals.
所有的理想都以自己为出发点。
And it all stems from ourselves.
哦，那我们信主以后，
But once we come to believe,
神对我有主权。
God has authority.
哦，所以我们要想啊，我的神要我做什么？
We need to think, what does God want us to do?
我的神要我怎么活?
How does my God want me to live?
我们的生活态度有很大的改变。
And we need to change our attitude.
啊，所以为什么我们去传福音?
Why do we preach the gospel?
因为我已经不是属我自己了。
Because we no longer belong to ourselves.
我是属于主耶稣的。
We belong to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣叫门徒说去传福音。
Jesus Christ told the disciples to go preach the gospel.
今天我就是门徒。
Today I am a disciple.
我没有什么可以选择。
I have no choice.
因为主耶稣对我有主权。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has authority over me.
我只是一个瓦器，被他造的。
I am merely a vessel that was created by him.
我只是一个被他的宝血买出来的人。
I am simply someone who was purchased by him.
哦，所以传福音不是一种选择。
So preaching the gospel isn't a choice.
啊，这个是被造的啊，一个造他的人啊，一个吩咐。
It is.A command given to his creation.
啊，所以当我们照着啊那个拥有我们那一位神对我们的计划来生活，将来我们就会从神得到很大的报赏。
And if we are to live according to God's command, one day we will be greatly rewarded.
啊，但是如果我们一生都照我们自己的意思来生活
，If on the other hand we live according to how we want to live,
可能我们自己觉得我很成功。
Then we might think that we are very successful.
但是问题是在神看起来，我们的一生有没有重量？这个是关键。
But is there any value in our lives in the eyes of God?
啊，因为将来不是我们自己审判自己。
We aren't the ones who will be judging ourselves one day.
我们要站在神的天平上。
We will stand on the scale of God.
啊，这个是我们对人生一个非常不同的看法。
And this is a very different way of looking at life.
啊，我们是被造的。
We are the creation.
啊，神对我们有主权。
God has authority.
好，我们现在看啊，哥林多后书十二章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
好。啊，十二章的第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness."Therefore, most godly, I will rather boast in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me.
我们就发现哦，这里保罗在夸口跟一般人真的是不同。
So here, Paul's boasting is a little different from the typical person.
我们想想看，我们世界上的朋友，当然在一起聊天，他们在夸口什么
？So when we meet up with our friends, what do they usually boast about?
哦，夸口自己呀。
They used to usually boast about themselves.
我有多聪明，我多有多能力。
I am so smart and I am so capable.
哦，夸口自己的子孙。
Or they praise their offspring.
啊，世界上有多有成就。
How successful they are.
哦， 但是当人来到神面前
But when we come before our Lord Jesus Christ,
人能夸口什么
What do we have to boast about?
所以保罗说我夸口我的软弱
So Paul here says that I rather boast in my infirmities.
这个非常不同、啊、
This is very different.
因为他的身上有一根刺让他很痛、啊、
Because there is a thorn that causes so much pain in him.
当一个人遇到没有办法解决困难的时候
When we face a problem that we can't solve,
忽然一个人的自我就破碎了。
It usually breaks our sense of self.
啊，忽然一个人的自信就没有了。
We usually lose our confidence.
哦，所以当保罗在这么大的痛苦当中
，Yet in such great suffering,
啊，他就发现啊，人原来是很脆弱的。
Paul sees the fragility of mankind.
啊，所以他才说我夸口我的软弱。
And so he says that he will boast of his own weakness.
那这个夸口我们的软弱会对我们有什么好处
？What benefits does it serve?
我们就会真的依靠神。
It teaches us to trust in God.
那依靠神，认真祷告，就从神得到能力。
And if we trust in God and pray to Him, then we will receive strength from Him.
所以这个宝贝要发出莫大的能力在瓦器上，就是因为瓦器觉得自己很软弱，懂得认真祷告。
This treasure will reveal his great strength on this earthen vessel who knows how to pray.
如果有一个人他夸口说他有多有办法，我请他做一件事情。
So if someone boasts that I am very capable, you ask him to have some help.
请你带一个慕道者到教会来。
Then you ask him, can you bring a truth seeker?
请你带着这个慕道者来信耶稣。
Can you bring him to come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你发现这个问题一问哦，没有一个人做得到。
If you were to ask this question, no one can do it.
这个不是人做得到的。
Because this is not something that people can just do.
这是神的工作。
It's God's work.
当我们觉得自己很软弱，懂得靠神的时候，神在做工作就可以做成。
When we realize that we are weak and ask God for help, then God's work can be done.
我们现在看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
二十节。
Verse 20, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor.
21,
therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这个二十节啊，就是在讲哦，我们在世界上人怎么看事情。
Verse 20 depicts how we look at things in this world.
在有钱的人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
In a great house, there are vessels of gold, silver, wood, and clay.
可见他照着他的这个价值这样排啊，金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
In other words, everything has a certain value. It is arranged that way.
那有的做贵重的，有的做卑贱的。
Some for honor and some are for dishonor.
这个就是人在断定。人的价值。
This is how humans determine value.
所以常常一个人外表长得好看，能力很强，教育水准很高，很有钱，这个看起来好像金器一样。
So if someone is very attractive and is very good in school and is very successful, then we may deem that person a gold vessel.
但是在神看起来又是怎么一回事呢
？But then how does God look at things?
什么叫做贵重的器
？What is about precious a treasure?
21节。
Verse 21,
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器。
In verse 21, it says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor.
所以贵重的器皿有可能是人看着泥土造的。
So a vessel for honor may actually be made by clay.
贵重的器皿也有可能是木头造的。
The vessel for honor could be made of wood.
也有可能金做的，神不用。
Or it could be made of gold, but God doesn't use this.
所以人是不是贵重的器皿跟世界上的条件没有关系。
So whether a person is a vessel for honor or not has nothing to do with the characteristics they possess.
他必须在神面前是清洁的。
Rather, this person must be clean before God.
那这样就会做贵重的器皿 合乎主用。
Then he will be a vessel for honor, worthy of God's use.
所以我们要侍奉神。
So we need to serve God.
要过圣洁的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
我们的私生活很重要。
Our private life is very important.
神看不见。
We cannot see God.
我们的私生活人也看不见。
And people can't see our private life.
所以常常我们认为两个都人看不见，所以我就不在乎我的私生活。
So people may think, well, no one can see our private life, so it doesn't matter.
但不是这样的。
That is not so.
我们的私生活，那看不见的神他在看。
Because the God that we cannot see can see into our private lives.
所以一个人要敬畏神，过圣洁的生活，他才能够成为贵重的器皿，即使是瓦器，神也要用。
So to become a vessel of honor, we need to live a life of service and worship.
所以瓦器要发出莫大的能力。
And this earthen vessel will exhibit great power.
那我们现在来看哥林列王记下第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下的第十章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
第十章。第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3. Then he said, Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few.
这里伊丽莎对这个寡妇说要去借空器皿。
Elisha here instructs the widow to go borrow vessels.
不要少借。
Not just a few.
越多越好。
More the better.
那这个空器皿要做什么？
What are these empty vessels going to be used for?
伊丽莎叫她把那个油倒在空气里。
Elisha instructs her to pour the oil into the empty vessels.
倒到最后一个空气里面，倒完了，那个油就停止了。
And when she fills the last empty vessel, then the oil stops pouring.
那个油源源不断，就是神的恩典。
And this oil that pours continually is God's grace.
那个空气里面就是我们每一个人。
We are the empty vessel.
所以我们要让宝贝发出莫大的能力我们本身要倒空自己。
So in order for the treasure to exhibit its power, we need to empty ourselves first.
我们现在回来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督为主，并且自己因为耶稣做你们的仆人。这个地方讲我们不是传自己。
Here it says that we do not preach ourselves.
所以这个倒空为什么神可以充满我们？因为我们把自己倒出来
So the only reason that God can fill us is if we first empty ourselves.
所以我们看世界上很多人为着自己发明的学说理论理想到处去宣扬。
So many people create or develop philosophies and teachings and they try to share it and spread it abroad.
但是当我们在传福音，我们不是传自己。
When we preach the gospel, however, we are not preaching ourselves.
我们所传主耶稣。
We spread Jesus Christ.
所以一个人如果道德越空，神就会越充满他。
So the emptier we are, the more we can be filled with Jesus Christ.
那这个宝贝就能够在我们身上发出莫大的能力。
And this treasure can shine great light in our hearts.
所以怎么来预备我们自己成为一个瓦器？这个是一种灵修的功夫。
To prepare ourselves to be this earthen vessel is take spiritual effort.
因此当我们预备的越好我们在做福音的事工就能够看到神越大的能力显扬。
The better we prepare ourselves, the more we will be able to see God's almighty power.
那这样我们就可以看到很多人来归入主的名下。
And we will see how many people come and become all under God's name.
来得到神的恩典。
And receive his grace.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们唱376。
Let's sing hymns 376.